from San Diego, California. This is the Frug Life Podcast, the show that teaches you how to save, invest, and earn money. Here's the host, Mr. Frugal himself, Ricky Hirsch.
Welcome to the Frug Life. I was browsing Facebook, as I spend too much time doing, and chances are you probably do too, and ran into a post that caught my attention. It's called The Rebirth of the Eagle. So let me just read the post to you if you're unfamiliar, and let's talk about it. An eagle can live 70 years, but to reach this age, the eagle must make a hard decision in his 40s. His talons can no longer grab prey as well as they once did, and his sharp beak becomes bent and tender. Its old age and heavy wings become stuck to its chest, making it difficult to fly. At this point, in his 40s, he is left with only two options: either give up and die, or go through a painful process of change, which lasts 150 days. This process requires the eagle fly to a remote location, isolated atop a mountain, and the eagle knocks its beak against a rock until it plucks it out. After this, the eagle will wait patiently for a new beak to grow. When it does grow back, the eagle will start plucking all his old beaten-down feathers until he is stripped bare naked, revealing his true self. After 5 long, focused months of complete isolation and regrowth, he reinvents himself, and the eagle that chose to grow and not give up and die can take its flight of rebirth and live gloriously atop the food chain for 30 more years. Be an eagle. Now, that's a nice story about not giving up. Unfortunately, it's total fiction. These rebirth events don't happen. It's true, an eagle can regrow its beak, but it won't do so under normal circumstances. According to the Snopes article I'm going to link, the beaks and talons are composed of hard keratin and are somewhat similar to human fingernails. So the eagle removing his beak would be a little like you removing your fingernails so you could grow newer, stronger fingernails. Yuck. So the whole story is false, and I think in life this holds true as well. You don't need some big transformational experience. Instead, everything in life is developed little by little by the small actions we take every day that build into larger things. Our thoughts lead to actions, our actions to habits, and our habits lead to character. You don't need some major breakthrough in your finances like winning the lottery, and you don't need to learn some high dollar value skill from an online guru. The path to success is paved with hard work and diligence, not one-off transformations. And I'm guilty of this line of thinking as well. For me and the podcast, sometimes I look forward to some big break that I hope will happen. That moment when the podcast makes so much sponsorship money that, I don't know, I'll be like happier or something. And I haven't hit that point yet. And you know, it's not going to happen all at once in some mountain retreat. It will take time, and it will take hard work. There's a quote I heard recently, and I hope I haven't shared it on the podcast yet, but there's always a chance because I don't remember what I share, at least sometimes. Anyways, to quote, or perhaps misquote, a quote I heard Tim Ferriss say, most overnight successes aren't. And how true is that? What often looks like a single moment to an outsider was years and years of practice and discipline. All right, let's take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the show. I wanted to take a second and make one announcement, which is the show is now moving to a monthly show. As you know, or probably know, the podcast was once weekly, now it's bi-weekly, and now the show is moving to monthly, at least for the time being. That's in part because I am working on some great new projects and some very exciting things that I am excited to share with you. I just need a little bit more time. And there may be bonus episodes from time to time. So if you are terribly disappointed by this decision, please write me an email It's ricky@thefruglife.com. And maybe I'll change it for you if I get enough emails. One other thing I wanted to point out is that you should really be careful about what you read on social media. There is so much misinformation on social media, so please be careful. This story was a relatively harmless one. The fact that it was made up was relatively harmless and possibly even a little motivating, so not the worst thing. But even now, at the time of recording, I have seen so much misinformation on Facebook about some recent events. So I really encourage you to be diligent with social media, should you decide to use it. As I think about it more and more, I think my social media usage may not be all that good for me. You know, I try to promote the show and do all sorts of stuff on there. But in reality, the show hasn't really grown that much from social media, as far as I can tell. And I've been really listening to some stuff by Tim Ferriss about the 80-20 principle, which is that 20% of your work produces 80% of your results. And so I've been trying to hone in on what really makes the Frug Life work, and what can I do to make it better. And so that's also part of the reason why I'm reducing the amount of content I create, because I'm creating so much content that just doesn't get seen by anyone. And I'm trying to increase some of my efforts towards getting my content in front of people. So we will see how that goes, and that's just kind of some of the context of this change. Now, I'm not giving up. I'm not a sad, featherless eagle, at least not yet. But what you can do to help me from becoming one is liking the podcast on whichever podcasting app you do. Leave a 5-star review and some nice words for me if you are so inclined. That would be wonderful. One last quick tangent, but the Apple Podcasts app is now reviewable, meaning you can leave a review for the podcast app. And so when podcasters say, leave a review for my podcast, now there are people that are leaving reviews for individual podcasts as a review for the app itself. So they're getting mixed up, and instead of going onto the podcast page on iTunes, they are instead reviewing the podcast app. So if you do want to leave a review on the Frug Life, make sure you go to the Frug Life's page on iTunes if you are using an Apple device. Because if you leave a review in the App Store for the Apple Podcasts app, I probably will not see it. Anyways, thanks for listening to today's show. I hope you have a great week. And as always, stay frugal.